MLB All-Star Game was last night in Philly, and what an incredible start. A wonderful announcement of our All-Star Brewers. Here's William Contreras and Jacob Mizorowski both announced.
Yes!
Brewers catcher William Contreras. And the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski.
Is that you?
That's me.
How fun.
I'm so excited. I scared my dog. It was amazing. I tweeted out that video because it was hosted in Philadelphia. It played right into America's 250th birthday. And as each of the starters then came out afterwards, they grabbed a feathered pen and put their signature on a rolled out document, which looked like the Declaration of Independence. It was truly special. The Miz still has a tired arm, so he is there not playing. William Contreras entered the game defensively as a catcher in the top of the fourth. There was a red carpet beforehand. There's always a red carpet, John.
Yeah.
And on the red carpet, the Miz had the cutest suit. Jacob Mizorowski had a photo of his dog, Ember. Do you see it?
Oh.
It's a little chihuahua, long-haired chihuahua, yeah. In the lining of his suit jacket. Text watch if you would like to see it. It's kind of the color of your corgis. Is that called brindle or what is
yeah,
that?
Yeah, we call it fawn. But
he looks fun.
That's very cute.
Adorable.
Text watch and you can see it.
Well, I already like him. I just now love him because that's so cute. And also, who would be easier to get a hit on? Aroldis Chapman or Jacob Mizorowski? There's baseball content creators all over. And they posed this question to some of the all-stars at yesterday's game. Players like Freddie Freeman, Corbin Carroll, even Brewers catcher William Contreras chimed in.
Chapman.
I mean, the obvious answer would be the righty.
I think I'd have much success at all. I haven't had any success against Jacob yet.
It's like an impossible question, I feel like.
Maybe I just pick Jacob just because he's right-handed. I don't know.
Chapman, I got Mizorowski almost every week, and it's hard to catch it. But I think Chapman's a little bit easy.
Chapman is the flamethrower. Chapman, 4 years ago, I'd say Miz.
I mean, the honest answer is neither, but like, I guess I'll take the righty. That might be a little bit of an easier time for me.
I faced them both this year, and I got a hit off Chapman, and I did not get a hit off Mizorowski.
I don't want to face any of them, but the left on left is a little bit tougher at 105.
That's fun.
That's fun. Man, those are all the best players in the game.
I know. That's
pretty cool.
For those who don't know or remember Aroldis Chapman, he was the first pitcher in MLB history to hit 105 on the radar gun back in 2010, with his velocity peaking at 105.8 September of 2010. Chapman still holds the number one and two spots for fastest pitches in MLB history, with Mizorowski right on his tail with third fastest pitch, 105.5. And the Miz has said he believes he could touch 106. He said that while being interviewed at the All-Star Game. So only time will tell if he'll dial it up.
Fastest for a starting pitcher. The reliever comes in, right, and he's got to throw like seven pitches. I mean, for a starting pitcher who might throw seven innings, that's incredible.
You know, also in my video when the Miz showed up and they announced also Contreras, I also wrote in my caption how Jennifer Hudson brought down the house. What an incredible singer.
She did. So she sang America the Beautiful. Listen to this little snippet. This is really, really great. Jennifer Hudson singing America the Beautiful. I loved how you described the signing of the Declaration, the red, white, and blue everywhere, the pageantry, all of that stuff. So that was America the Beautiful. On social media, everyone heralded that. Everybody said, my goodness, that was incredible. That was powerful. That was really cool. You know what else happened on social media? Everybody said, Patti LaBelle's national anthem. Wow, did you hear that? Because it was the opposite of incredible. Patti LaBelle singing the national anthem. I don't even know if you can call this singing.
What so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, those broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Okay, we did her a favor because there were parts of that song that were even worse.
You are so savage.
Well, here's what I think. I think if you're going to sing the national anthem, that is not the song to take creative liberties with. I think it is our national anthem, and it should be sung a certain way, sung with respect. And I respect her. I actually like her music, and she's like 80 years old and has had a lot of really good big hits, but don't mess around with the national anthem. They should have just had Jennifer Hudson sing both of
totally.
Them.
Totally!
Because she's amazing.
My husband told me to stop hating on Patti LaBelle. He was watching next to me. He was defending Patti LaBelle.
I don't know if your husband needs to get his hearing checked.